You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live rand.video.
I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African Americans, but the LGBT community. I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
Yeah, that Joe Biden's kind of making sense. Let's vaccinate him. Second dose, 2021. Oh, watch some stairs, Joe. Guys, can we get the smaller stairs for Joe? Come on. He can't go up these big stairs. Come on.
I'm about to get my booster shot.
We have plenty of opportunity to make sure we get everyone in
a dark winter of death.
The unvaccinated. Get everyone vaccinated.
How many Americans need to be vaccinated for us to go back to normal? What is the percentage?
That's on the fake set, too, that they built in another room.
And we also need this funding to continue our efforts to vaccinate the world. Oh. With commitments we made.
By March 2022, four doses.
Ability to protect against new variants. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops, and I'm going to get my second booster shot.
So in 1 year, four doses. And I can't run a bike.
And we're here with a simple message. Get vaccinated.
Do you think it was a mistake from New York?
He's got his fifth dose in October of 2022. Fake set. Oh, again. Not looking good for Joe. Oof. He's in Japan, I believe. Five dose Joe. Watch that sandbag. You know, that's what happens when you install somebody into the presidency who's not supposed to be there. God has a way of pointing things out. Now he's on his sixth dose. And everything's a game, a little bit of steps.
To get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare
I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights, and those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African Americans, but the LGBT community.
He wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare
I did not oppose busing in America. What I oppose is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's
lifelong
what I
stutter.
Making
right
sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look.
Anyway.
If
you will determine the outcome of this election, vote. Vote, vote. If you're able to vote early in your state, vote early. If you're able to vote in person, vote in person. Vote whatever way is the best way for you. Because you will, he cannot stop you.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said.
And there you go. There is Joe. And you can see the brain degeneration going on. And I think, you know, I seem to remember InfoWars and Alex Jones talking about prions going into the brain. And that's what's happening. Unfortunately, we'll never probably ever get the truth on really what's going on with these vaccines because, you know, we got people like this.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The phone lines are heating up. I'm going to take your calls and go through the news that I haven't covered yet as we make it through here. I thought that was a pretty interesting video showing the cognitive decline of Joe Biden. I don't think that was natural. I think that was proportional to the number of vaccines he was taking. And, you know, you see what happened to the princess from the inbred royal family. She got cancer soon after taking her vaccine. You saw the sausage fingers on the king. Maybe these people really are taking the vaccine. I just can't understand how... You know, because we think, oh, they're getting saline and whatnot. But maybe they aren't. Maybe these people are that dumb. And maybe the people that are giving the vaccines are that dumb that they really think this is helping people. Because I was arguing with some retard on Twitter yesterday. I keep calling it Twitter. On X yesterday. It was just like, you're not reading the science. You don't know what the science is. You don't know. He was, you know, defending the science and how I don't know what it is. And I think his parents had taken the Pfizer vaccine and he had taken the AstraZeneca, and the AstraZeneca has literally got monkey parts in it. They're literally monkey DNA they're injecting into your body. So go ahead, inject monkey DNA into your body. And you tell me how that works out for you, because the people who got the polio vaccine injected into them that had monkey DNA in it, well, they all got cancer. Okay. So what do I know? What do I know? I can't tell you how they got cancer, but they got cancer. And there are studies out there talking about it. And I think it was Stanley Plotkin. I think we could find his name. He just came out, that probably a high wire article as well, how he just came out, one of the godfathers of the vaccine movement, saying, hey, you know, we really don't study these things correctly. There aren't any studies showing they are safe and effective. So if you're out there and injecting, this is my message to your parents out there. If you're out there and you have kids, maybe you shouldn't bring them in to get those shots. Maybe you should do some research. Now, I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. But I can tell you this. I have four kids. Two of them completely unvaccinated. And they're the most healthy children I've ever seen. And it's funny. One of them came up. He's 11. He said, hey, am I getting my 11-year-old shots? 10-year-old shots? I said, Did we give you your shots when you were a baby? He said, no. I said, so why would we give them to you now? He said, okay. And I think aside from teaching them to drink water, filtered water, probably the two best things I ever did for those kids. So anyway, they are perfectly safe. And I'm watching all these vaccinated people die unexpectedly. So you could take your vaccines. You could push your vaccines. I'm not doing it. There it is. The deposition of Stanley Plotkin. So there's an article somewhere where he just came out. I think it's Stanley Plotkin. It might be another name, but he came out and he's one of the godfathers of the vaccines. And he basically said we haven't tested them. So let's start at the top. We'll go to William in Arkansas. Worked with Dignitary Protection. Let's talk about the Trump shooting. Yeah, we didn't get much into the Trump shooting, except now the FBI head has said, oh, maybe it wasn't a bullet that hit him. Maybe it was some shrapnel, which is still deadly. But, you know, you can see the photo of the bullet whizzing by his head. So that's not a piece of shrapnel. Anyway, go ahead, William. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. You hearing me okay?
Hearing you great. Go ahead.
My amazement is that even with just the large crowd, I, military background, 40 years as a nurse, 23 years military, all of it was reserve, guard, a lot of extended training. I've had security training. I've never worked any major security details, but I have been an EMT. I'm a surgical tech most of my life, working, you know, under a nursing license. It's complicated, but I have dealt with a lot of trauma. My amazement is no ambulance. They haul him away in a black security van. You're not going to have an ambulance even for maybe a heat victim out there. The whole situation is a blunder. I have never seen anything, even a small rodeo in a county where the local police didn't do something about even an ambulance for somebody with an O2 desaturation just because their O2 bottle went out on their wheelchair. It's just one debacle after another. My conscience level of living in this nation anymore with my fellow citizens that I do not want to harm, but I can't pay taxes and look at the just total joke of injustice one after another. You know, I want to be a peace-loving man, and I certainly don't want to be incarcerated and blown away, but there is a thing called a conscientious objector, and I'm not a pacifist or a conscientious objector, but where do you go? What do you do? I mean, do we need a separation of states again? Do we got to go down that road? Most of you don't know that all good plans are laid to waste when the first shot's fired. So all Democrats and all the Republicans that are all responsible for the crap that's been going on for, you know, back from NAFTA and GATT and all this garbage mm-hmm. that's been going on, selling jobs out of this nation for years and years, you're all guilty. Yeah, you got your little stock portfolio increased, but y'all guilty. You should have voted no. You should have kept them jobs here. What was it, Mr. Big Ears that ran for president said, you know, the big sucking sound, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, he warned us.
And we all laughed at him. What did he say? You know, we laughed at him when he said that, or at least Al Gore did. Al Gore laughed at him.
Yeah, and what did Ross Perot say after the election? They asked him, you had it tied up. What went wrong? He said, I wanted to see my daughter get married.
Yeah.
They said, well, the interviewer said, what do you mean? You don't understand. I wanted to see my daughter get married. You saw what they tried to do to Trump. Yeah. Anybody that's in denial that was an attempted assassination, how do I live with you at this point? How do I have any serious conversation with you at this point? I don't care what side of the politics you're on. That shouldn't have happened to anybody. Pelosi, who should be in jail for a thousand reasons, so should the Clintons, right, and the Bushes. I'm not a party person, right?
No, I'm a I George agree. Washington. I'm with you. William, everything you've said is 100% correct. How do we live with people who are basically children, who have no, you know, I like to have fun and whatnot. But these people, there's a video that the Kamala people put out, and it's her little staff of women, and they're not serious people. They don't have a serious bone in their body. And what they don't realize is at some point, the serious people that are guarding them are going to go home and protect their families, and they're going to be left out in the open. So they better grow up. I'm with you, William, 100%. Go ahead. I'll give you a last word.
I'll guarantee you. You want to put background of my training of what the people that were there guarding him. I've got more background and training, more trauma experience. I can do open heart surgery. I can go from the field to the rehab. Trump, you need me on your side, and I'll do it for free, just like you were doing. You don't believe me? Send somebody to talk to me. I don't play.
Yeah, I like it. I like your spirit, William. Thank you for your service. And you're the type of people we need, that Trump needs, to get on his side, because we need people who are going to clean up this mess that's going on. And it's not going to happen by itself. And it's not going to happen by wishing it. It's not going to happen by putting a tweet out on Twitter. It's going to happen by work. You're going to have to actually do the work. You can't get hot and go sit inside because it's hot on the roof. Okay? And that's what we have. We have children in charge. And that's a shame. Let's go to Aaron in Michigan. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good?
Yep, you're on.
Okay, Well, my concern is all this basically Trump worship going on, and, you know, by InfoWars especially. And, you know, you just had that last guest on. You talked about that photo of the bullet. Has anybody verified that that hasn't been faked?
Well, you know, it could have been faked. I'll tell you this, Aaron. Let me tell you this. There's a story out there on the bullet, and it was done by a photographer. I think it's the same photographer. I might be wrong on this. The photographer who got the iconic shot of him raising his arm also was at the school. One of these photographers that got one of these shots was at the school where Bush was on 9/11. So that's kind of interesting, too, that I think. And, you know, CNN happened to be there. You know, hey, you could say it's not a bullet. Something hit Trump. You think he faked it? You think it was all wrestling? You think it was World Wrestling Federation?
So personally, I believe that most likely, you know, that a bullet hit Trump and it was attempted assassination. And obviously, no matter what happened, Secret Service orchestrated the whole thing. Not only were they involved, they orchestrated it. But the fact of the matter is, I can't rule out that it was like a wrestling federation, and the person that got killed and the other people that got shot were collateral damage, because I do not put it past Trump to do something like that, because he is the type of person that would exactly do something like that to secure his win in the election.
Now, do you think Trump would surround? Hold on one second. I'll let you finish. Hey, I'll let you finish. Hold on. Do you think Trump would surround himself with people who can't even holster a gun? You think that's also something he would have done?
Well, it's hard to say. I'm not saying that's what I believe, but I'm also saying I can't rule it out.
Sure. Trump could have had the guy say, hey, young 20-year-old, just shoot my ear. We're going to make this look really good. I don't believe that happened. I don't believe that happened at all. But you know what? I can see why people think nothing is real out there, because they've been lied to so much about everything. Our whole country is based on a big filter of lies that everything goes through. So, yeah, I could see why you would have questions. And I don't mind you questioning, not one bit. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, you know, that's just the thing. And the other host, and Rob, I think you're a little more open about things than other hosts on your show. But I think the other hosts are saying, you know, that's just crazy, and how could anybody think that? And there's plenty of reason why people can think that. And I think the Trump worship goes too far. I mean, his appointment to the Federal Reserve and his ties to people in the World Economic Forum and all this, I don't trust him. I'm going to vote for him. I mean, we don't have a choice. I mean, Kamala, give me a break, you know, but I think the Trump worship is getting a little too much, and it's dangerous to go that far, 100% behind somebody that has the ties that Trump has.
Well, I'll tell you this. Trump hadn't been in office but 4 years. It was the first office he ran for. I've always thought, even when I was a kid, and you're looking at the country, you're like, what we need is a businessman. Now, Trump might not be the best businessman in the world, but he is a businessman, and he knows how to make deals, and he's done deals. So in that sense, yes, I've always been waiting for somebody like Trump to come forward. I was a big Ross Perot fan, because I'm like, we need a businessman in there. We need, our country is a business, and you have to run it like a business. You can't run it on unicorn farts and rainbows. And that's what the left wants to do. They think, well, solar is going to take care of everything. That's not how it works. You have to have energy. Trump's pro-energy. You have to have a Second Amendment. Now, he did go after the bump stocks, but hey, his Supreme Court overturned it. So that's the system working. And it takes a little longer than most people want. I agree. But I don't think he staged that at all. I could totally understand why people think it's staged and why they think, hey, you know, I can say some stuff now about other events, but I'm not going to. So let's go to, thanks for calling, Aaron. Appreciate your perspective. And let's go to Tim in Seattle. Wants to talk about the Gates Foundation. Go ahead, Tim.
How's it going, Rob? Hey, I'm on 149 protests. I just did the 149th. And the 150th is coming up, and I was thinking that maybe I should do a vigil for all of the victims of the Gates Foundation. In my small brain, you know, I don't really want to undersell it. So what do you think would be a good visualization for
I got the perfect. I was. This is what I was thinking of when you started saying this. The Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control was their original name.
Right.
That's what you should go with. You should print out a big sign that is what, and you could find pictures of this. The Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control. And now it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But that's what it used to be. Now, why was it about population control? What about populations that they need to control in the 90s? And in fact, we had a video where they were giving a lady an award, and they talk about it being the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control and how they got the first set of seed money to start it. He's always been about population control. In fact, we have a Bill Gates video. Did we grab that? Okay. We're gonna scrub it and we'll play it later. But that, yes, I think if you're gonna, I think you should have, this is the original sign. This is the foundation of the Gates Foundation, is population control. So there
Sounds
you go.
Like a good idea.
Thanks for calling, Tim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Baker in California. Let's talk about the silence cult and the vax and climate related. Go ahead, Baker.
Yo, okay, so I just want to address that last Trump guy real quick, because that kind of got me going.
The guy from Michigan?
Cool. Yeah, the Aaron guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, sure, is there a cult of personality, some elements of a cult of personality with Trump? Sure. But again, we got to remember, Trump was always an icon. He was always loved in our culture by celebrities. And sure, there's some people that hated him, but they just hate rich celebrities, right?
Sure.
But most people love Trump because his policies were bomb.com, okay? He created a robust energy sector. He centralized, him and Peter Navarro knew what they were doing. And first of all, he didn't have to do any of this. He just said, hey, here's some things I think work. And Democrats don't even debate about that stuff anyway. They try and be, you know, sure, did he raise the Department of Defense spending? That's fine, but he used that to end war. But he brought revenue in. You know, I ask people, like, it's crazy that people aren't voting for Trump solely based off their grocery bills. I mean,
yeah.
Do you want to spend $100 a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I look at it like this. You want to talk about the cult personality? If I coach basketball, I coach my 10-year-old's basketball team all the time, and I get fired up because I want to get these kids fired up because they spend a lot of time looking at screens and they're in a daze, and I'm trying to wake them up out of that daze. And if I'm a person watching two teams, and I see Joe Biden as one coach or Kamala Harris, and I see Trump on the other side, I'm going to go with the Trump team because he's actually cares. He's got skin in the game. He wants to be there. He didn't even take a payment. He's a coach working for free. And yeah, he's a cheerleader. Yeah, he's happy about it. He likes America. He likes what we do here. He wants it to be successful. Oh my gosh. A cult of personality. Well, of course they're going to say it's a cult of personality. That's the only thing the left has, is to say, well, Trump just, he does mean tweets. Who cares? There's a great meme out there. Policies. One of them, the bullet's going in his head, and it says civil war. And the other one, it misses, lower grocery bills. Go ahead, Baker. Give you the last word.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, you know, he thinks it's crazy that we, you know, he thinks we're worshiping Trump, but in reality, it's like, dude, he's only going to be in office 4 more years, and his policies have tangible benefits to everybody. Mm-hmm. And yet he's talking about a fake assassination and Trump planned it. He thinks that's normal and we're crazy. It's like, dude, whatever, man. Like, get real, bro. That's not the reality. And
it's normal. It's normal to see a guy crawling on a roof with a gun and you point that out to police. And what I imagine is the police were doing like what we did when we were stopping the smuggler from shoving those kids in the back of the car. Oh, there's a guy up on the roof with a gun. Let me radio to the other people in the command center. I mean, it's retarded what went on there. There's no other way to say
it. Trump's in on it, remember?
Yeah. Trump was like, hey, guys, hey, when they tell you there's a guy up on the roof, act retarded. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. Oh, yeah, he touched his ear. That was the blood pack. Yeah. No, he took the razor blade. Hulk Hogan gave him the razor blade. They did the old razor. That's why Hulk came out. No, Hulk came out because he saw them take an assassination attempt on the president. He said, you know what? I better get my skin in the game. Because I've made a lot of money from this country being a Hulkamaniac. and getting the American dream. And I want that for my kids and my grandkids. And that's what people have to do. They have to decide they want something for their grandkids and their kids. Because that's, I want something. I'm sick and tired of being taxed at the levels that I'm being taxed at. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, some people don't pay any tax at all. And these immigrants, they come here and they get free money. It's ridiculous. We don't even help the homeless, but we're helping these immigrants. So thanks for calling, yeah. Baker. Appreciate your perspective. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Got 3 minutes, Robert. And we'll try to get two more calls.
Hello,
in.
Sir.
Hey, sir. How are you doing, sir?
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I'm doing wonderful. I wanted to call in to kind of I'm a chess player. Strategy. All right. I always look at the strategy of what's going on. We look at the debate. He bombed on the debate. We look at the big boy press conference. He bombed on that. Then we have an attempted assassination attempt on the president, which we all know is an inside job. Now, what are the Democrats going to do to top an attempted assassination attempt? Because that's the only way they're going to charge their base enough to get a realistic win. All right. Now Biden drops out and they install Kamala. So I'm wondering to myself, okay, how are they going to top an attempted assassination? Well, they're setting up a sacrificial lamb, which is Joe Biden, and they're going to try to blame a deranged Trump supporter for it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can totally see that. Somebody pushed him down, or somebody got in the way of his thing, and now he's not running for president, so maybe he doesn't have – maybe he gets the female Secret Service agents that can't holster guns. Maybe they just send that group around to where they want somebody to get
hit. If we see Kamala Harris doing an event and Joe Biden is there, just know that's the red flag right there. Yeah. That it's gonna go down because that's the only way that they're gonna be able to save face to make it believable. And it's almost like watching a horrible movie and seeing it's gonna happen and going, come on, don't try that. This is like 80s B style movie.
And it gives them enough of a bounce in the polls to make it believable when they steal it. Because, I look at those two Krasenstein polls, and it's not even close. It's 74-25, essentially. I mean, it's not even close.
And the one other thing to point out is if you look at the Secret Service director, her testimony, and you look at the FBI director's testimony, and they all say it was a horrible failure. It was a horrible failure.
Yeah,
it was a horrible failure because it didn't go according to plan, and Trump is still alive.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's what they're pissed off about. And they've admitted, Ray admitted, a couple of his agents, or I don't know if they were agents or if they were personnel, but they were mad that Trump didn't die, and they had to be referred for disciplination. No, fire them. That's not their job. Their job is there to be apolitical. In fact, I think if you work in the government, you should not be able to vote. Why are you able to vote for increasing your salary if you're in the government?
I agree with that.
If you're getting a paycheck from the government, you can't vote. That way, you have to be apolitical. That would only attract apolitical people.
There's one more thing I wanted to touch base on, and that is the shooter.
Okay.
If you look at how I remember being 20 years old. We're all pretty freaking gullible at that age. And I guarantee you, had he been successful, he'd be alive today, and he would be. They would do the same thing they did the Oswald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be a folk hero.
And I'd love to hear your opinion. I'd love to hear Alex Jones' opinion on my theory, because you know what? The only way we're going to get ahead of it and stop it from happening is by airing it out and saying, look, guys, if you try this, we got you.
There you go. Thanks for calling, Robert. Appreciate it. We're going to come back. We got another half hour left before Alex Jones gets on, and we'll be taking more of your calls. So thanks for watching The American Journal. You can follow me on X at Dews News, DewsNewz.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean Michelle.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, they wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two. Modern day Robin Hood.
All right, Dilly Meme Team bringing us back in to the American Journal. And just had a interesting conversation with Scott, but it made me think about something. So I want to share it with you. Because we were talking about, I'm like, you know, I really like the group that the Dilly Meme Team has put together. They're putting out some great stuff. It's like every day, several times a week, they got new videos that really just kind of, you know, explain how things really are. And we got to talking about Dilly, and his wife, and we're like, they're feral humans, you know, they can't be controlled, and that's why they're successful, because they just go out and do stuff and make it happen. And he said, you know, God didn't want to control humans either. And that really made me think. It made me, wow, God did not want to control us. He gave us free will. But who wants to control us? The dimtards. They want to control us. They want to say what you can say, how you can protect yourself, what you can eat. They all want to control everything. It's satanic. That's it. If you want to control people, you're basically a Satanist. Because it's not about, oh, individual. No, no, no. You want to control things. You think you have control. No. Humans have free will, and we will not be controlled. Before we go back to your calls, I'm going to go to Dean and Jefferson and Dave and Jake and Jim and Mike, and maybe we'll take a few others. That's what we got lined up right now. But I do want to tell you, we're here in the info war. We're not sure how long the info war is going to last at this point. There's no defined future. It's open-ended. And what makes it, what'll make it go out longer into the future is if you keep supporting us. Okay? That's what's going to keep it going on in the future. So right now, the way our system is set up is we buy products and we sell them. And that works, and that was working for a long time. But the last CRO, towards the end, he decided to start winding it down because he was determining what was going to happen. He decided he was going to look at the future of the company and say, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and wind it down because the judge is going to take this company away on June 14th. And the judge didn't do that. He said, no, I'm not going to stop this company from operating. For whatever reason, he probably looked at some things that were said, and how things were working out, and said, you know what, this company's profitable, so we're going to keep them going. So we are going to stay and fight through the election as long as you out there keep supporting us, okay? Do you need products? Do you take vitamins? Do you take nutraceuticals? We have some of the best, and we still have some InfoWars products at InfoWars, you know, InfoWars Life products, our regular products are still there. You can still buy them, but what we have a lot of, and it's almost, I would say it's not an unlimited supply, but it's still there, and it's always going to be there as long as we're on the air. It's InfoWars MD, and we've got 25% off a large line of products. I'm going to read off the names here in a second, but at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can check them out. Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD gummies, 10 milligram and 25 milligram, full spectrum gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support, nerve renew, joint max relief, and good night's sleep. And by buying these, you keep us in the fight. Plus, we have some other great products. I think Turbo Force sold out at Dr. Jones Naturals, but they're still, you go to Dr. Jones Naturals, they're a sponsor. So we're still in the fight as long as you keep us in the fight, okay? So if you're out there and you're buying nutraceuticals from somewhere else or vitamins from somewhere else, look at what we have, because it's compounded interest. When you buy our products, you keep us in the fight, which then allows us to inform more people, and then hopefully they buy products and it continues to keep us into the fight. So that's what we need you to do now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support what we're doing. Okay? Hey, and if you don't want nutraceuticals, you can just give us a donation. Or you could get the Trump Bulletproof T-shirt. That's available in our store right now. You can go there, and it's a fundraiser. You know, shirts used to be about $20. This one's a little bit more, but it's keeping us in the fight, and it sets a statement that's saying, you know what? I support our president. I believe they tried to assassinate him. And for some reason, you could call it divine intervention. I was at a pizza place in California, and I was talking to one of the waitresses who was like, he thought he might have been faking it. And one of the other waitresses walked by and said, that was divine intervention. So, I mean, Trump turned his head, but what made him turn his head 0.3 seconds before a bullet whizzed by? You know, that'll be debated for years and years and years. And with that, let's go to Dean in California, wants to talk about the assassination attempt. There's the Trump bulletproof T-shirt right there at InfoWarsStore.com. Go ahead, Dean.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I noticed you guys had a survey on your website. It asked how many shooters present at the Trump rally. Well, I see 1, 2, 3, 4 plus. How about 0?
Okay.
Whether it be deliberate stand down or complete incompetence, still looks fake and gay in my book. Thing reeks to high heaven. And I just don't believe in government manufactured miracles. Sorry. I just ask people to have some discernment, especially the info warriors out there.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Those sounds that you heard, you don't think those are gunshots?
Could have just been something over the PA system. I think the entire media apparatus is complicit, including InfoWars.
Okay.
If anyone's ever seen the movie Running Man, I compare it to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, thanks for taking my call. Gotta go.
That's all you got? Little Dean from California. Okay. Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome to think that. You know, I know two of the people. Well, I know one of them personally, Brick Suit. I've met many times. He was there on the front row. And hey, you know, there is something to what you said. Maybe they played gunshots through the speaker. Maybe that is possible, because we did see the mainstream media say Trump falls after loud bang. What does that mean? You know, they were trying to gaslight us, saying it wasn't shot at. It was a loud bang. And so I guess that guy over two guys to the right of Trump, if you're facing Trump looking at him, you got two guys to the right that were, there's Brick Suit in the front row right there. Two guys to the right that got hit, and then a guy to the left got hit in the head. Have we seen his autopsy report? I don't know. We haven't even seen the shooter's autopsy report yet. But there's a guy laying up there on the roof, and he ain't moving around. And there's about 13 minutes of video that's now been released, and there's a stream of blood. Maybe that's all faked. Maybe that's all faked. Yeah. Hey, I agree that you should be able to question that all the way. All right, let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Using Elon and Rogan, the reclamation of America. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Good morning, Rob. Do great show. Love
you know, I didn't even look at the clock. I'm sorry. We got 22 seconds. I'm going to come back to you after the break. Final segment. We're going to lead off with Jefferson. Sorry about that, buddy.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with Brain Force Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Segment of the American Journal. Thank you all for joining me today. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I'm sure Harrison will be back on Monday. And coming up next will be Alex Jones starting at 11 a.m. And then 3 p.m., the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Let's go to Jefferson. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
You know, we should look at reclaiming America from these hijackers that are taking over our country as a business opportunity to enrich ourselves while we take the country back and make it free again. But yes, we have to marshal our forces there in Austin. You've got Joe Rogan, who's got silly money. You got Elon Musk, who has all the money. He's got X, Twitter. He's got a platform that can let us get our message out. And what we have to go about doing, I think, is not take no for an answer when we say that Kamala Harris has to be removed from office. And the only way we get that done is to get Ken Paxton paid by Elon Musk at whatever expense it requires, and then some, to get a writ of quo warranto before the Supreme Court as soon as possible. Right now, if Joe Biden didn't wake up tomorrow, Congress would be out of town until September 9th. So there would be no replacement vice president, even if Kamala, who rose to the presidency, would try to nominate someone. There would be nobody to vote for the vice presidency position. So she'd have no vice president, but she is clearly ineligible. And if you need somebody to confirm that for you, there's a man named John Eastman, who was Donald Trump's attorney on the alternate electors that got himself in all kinds of trouble out there in California and got disbarred for trying to do the right thing for Donald Trump. And he's hurting financially too, because of all the lawfare and the disbarment trial. He's, you know, like $2 million in debt for having done the right thing legally. But I'm saying we need to get Ken Paxton on board and have him understand that he, as an attorney general, is in a unique position to bring a lawsuit against Kamala Harris because she's ineligible as a Jamaican citizen at birth. Her father was Jamaican. But there's lots to go over. I'd love to talk to you off air about this. Your call screeners and producers have my phone number. If you'd be happy to talk about the business plan, we don't have time for it in the small amount of time we have right now. But I think there's a money-making opportunity for everybody involved that wants to take this country back away from the people that are hijacking it. And Elon should be on board. He should be the biggest beneficiary because we'd be using most of his money, or not most of his money, but
yeah, anyway. You know, and he claims to be pro-humanity, and he does have some. They both have silly money at this point. And I would like to see Ken Paxton do more. So I think you make a lot of good points there, Jefferson. Appreciate the call. And maybe I'll take you up on that offer to give you a call and we can talk more. Let's go to Dave at Tammany Hall. He wants to talk about Tammany Hall. He's in Arizona. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks so much, Rob. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm concerned here in State 48. I'm in the same situation where I was in 2020, lost my job. So in 2020, I canvassed the whole state and I did the same thing in 2022. And we're 70% red here in Arizona. And it was clearly stolen in 2020 from President Trump. And then in 2022, they perfected the steal. 3 out of 5 election centers went down. They had gross malfeasance the day of the election. That's why Kerry Lake and the core four didn't get in.
Right. So and you look at the people who are running the elections there. They look scumbaggy as you wouldn't believe. These people look like scum.
They're so sketchy, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, they just exude it. But really, and the Republicans are complicit in this because we had control of the House and the Senate through 2023 and the governorship. And you know how many election reform bills they put up in the House in Arizona? None. Zero.
Well, that's why they get paid off in your rhino. Yeah.
And they do it through the false mortgages here, mm-hmm. right? People have parcels that have never existed, but somehow they get paid $1.2 million on a parcel that never existed. What a shock, right?
Yeah.
So I want people to, I don't like to be a black pill guy. We go to all the PC meetings. We're local PCs. We're very involved. But people need to consider this, that it's Tammany Hall. It's the people that count the votes that matter. It's not the voters or the votes themselves. So eyes on if you can. Get to a polling station, get to an election center, and make sure that you're a judge if you can.
There you go. Good advice. Thank you, Dave in Arizona. Let's go to Jake in Ohio. Got 5 minutes left. Go ahead, Jake.
All right. Well, I heard that they might try to trot the rock up, you know, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, to be vice president. I called that a few days ago. I'm like, that seems like a guy they would bring in at this time.
Well, you know what Obama said about, you know, the – you know, they're going to have something planned or whatever, you know, for the DNC. But then also, man, look into citizen's arrest, dude. Okay, so you only need a reasonable belief that a felony has been committed. I mean, there's all kinds of felonies across the board. It's nonviolent. You don't need a gun to go do this. Like, it's legal, lawful, nonviolent. And to me, that just makes sense, you know. And then could RICO charges be applied? You know, you have like the White House / the donors typing up the talking points, handing them down to the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And then they already have a documents of it, like, you know, like the FBI wiretapping somebody. Well, no, this is just public information. I mean, could that be applied?
Well, it could if you'd have judges that would actually look at these, because it seems like every time they bring up a case about any of this stuff, the judge goes, oh, I don't have jurisdiction on this. This is or you don't have. You don't have standing. It's either standing or jurisdiction that they hide behind because they're afraid to do the right thing because our country is corrupt to the core at this point. And you know what? It happens everywhere. It happens all through history. This is nothing new. But you have to have people who are going to stand tall. Otherwise, you know, weak men bring hard times. That's where we're at. Thanks for calling, Jake. Let's go to Jim in New Jersey.
Yes. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Okay, good. I just had wanted to bring up something that nobody's talking about. And I guess the big thing, of course, I love Trump, and I certainly want him to be president. But there are a couple things that are baffling to me. Like, why did he accept the debate, having a debate before any of the conventions? Because in a way, he set himself up for the situation he is now in. Because he, you know, he destroyed Biden so bad, but we all knew that was going to happen. He could have waited until Biden got the nomination at his convention and then debated him. And then it would have been much harder for the Democrats to unravel these things because the delegates would have all come through for Biden and everything else. And that whole debate, like, you know, the Democrats set Biden up.
Yeah, I think that was a total setup.
Wow.
They already knew he was in decline. They needed to show it to the you know, the people who were totally asleep. They need to show them, like, look, this guy can't do it. We have to get rid of him. And you know, you can see his face right there. You can see his face. And I mean, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. But, you know, this is stuff we have been telling you for years, that he had problems. We knew he had problems. He, you know, the guy had brain surgery twice already, you know. But so I agree.
Course,
I agree with you
course.
There. Why did he agree to do the debate? He could have waited. It's like
he
August 15th or something.
When it, nomination.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you should have waited until he was nominated. There shouldn't be any debates
right.
until there was nominated. That's why you know it was a setup. And maybe Trump walked into it. Or maybe he just wanted to destroy Biden and then bring on whoever's next. I mean.
Right. And that's the other train of thought is that he knew that Biden wasn't going to be the nominee. So he sped up the process so he had more time to work on the new person they put forward.
Because if they wait and they change him, then there's less time and there's a longer honeymoon period, or the honeymoon period leads closer to the election. Now we've got the honeymoon
right.
period
so,
these last few days, which you've seen the lies that come out of it. She was never a border czar.
Yeah, I would just like to see some talk, a conversation about that, because it is kind of like baffling in a way. But then if that is actually the case, is that he knew he was going to destroy him in the debate, then possibly he's saying, let's force them to get out whoever's going to be running now.
I think he also has a bit of an ego, and he's just like, look, I want to take Biden down myself. I don't want him to go. I want to be the one to do it. Maybe that's what it is, a little bit of an ego. All right, let's go to our tail gunner, Mike in Alaska. We got just about a minute. Go ahead, Mike. You want to talk about CO2?
I just wanted to talk about CO2 and the Church of Climatology. At one time, climatology was a science. Today, it's become a cult-like pseudo-religion for people who have no other.
It's a belief, yeah.
Yeah, its tenets are based on scientific fraud, and its high priests are charlatans. You know, the very premise that CO2 is an evil gas that somehow contributes to global warming is totally retarded. It's a bald-faced lie that's promoted by commies who want austerity for you and me and power for themselves.
Yeah, they want you to eat the bugs. They want you to eat the bugs while they eat the steak.
Right.
Totally agree.
Exactly.
Mike, thanks for calling. I got 20 seconds left. Got to run. You're watching The American Journal. You can watch us on band.video. You can watch us on X and Rumble. You find us. You keep the word going. You support us. We stay on the air. That's how it works, people. That's our bargain with you. The bargain to the letter.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!